There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I don't know if we can have bump music that is, can I kick it? Yes, we can, when the Packers are so bad at kicking. I don't know if that's a great thing to do on a Packers show right now. We don't want to kick it. We do not want to kick it. That's usually not a good thing, but I digress. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next. Sparky filling in for Mitch. That's going to be from 9 to 11 today, so make sure to check that out. But right now, in an unbelievable twist of fate, after joining his show for, I don't know, 6 years in a row, I am now joined by Marcus Eversole, host of the Better Call Eversole show on WDUZ The Fan 107.5 in Green Bay. You can find him on Twitter at Marcus Eversole. Marcus, my friend, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Excited to kick it with you.
I'm excited to kick it with you as well, Marcus. Like I said, this is a very strange juxtaposition. Do you want to ask the questions for the next? It doesn't feel right that I'm asking you the questions, but at the same time, it feels totally right. Let's start with the trade deadline, Marcus. We talked about it on the first segment. Where are you at with the trade deadline? Your odds that Green Bay maybe makes a play? Is there anyone that have your fingers crossed that maybe Green Bay would acquire?
I don't think they're going to do anything if I had to predict. I think I actually asked you this yesterday. I believe you put it at 25%. I think that number's probably right, maybe even a little less than that. I don't know. I don't get that vibe. And it feels like the last several years when the Packers have been maybe a piece or two away from contending, it was more obvious or at least more discussed, whether it be Will Fuller or Odell Beckham Jr., even though I guess Beckham was a free agent technically at the time. It just doesn't feel like that. Now, it'd be easier to determine maybe a position or two that they could target if they were going to look at something at the deadline today. And I think those positions would be a pass rusher, because they haven't had someone who can just consistently win one-on-ones this year, including Rashawn Gary. They haven't. But pass rushers come at a premium. Obviously, that's a premier position, and they cost a lot, and it's going to be hard to find someone to come in mid-season and really give them a spark there. But if I had to guess, pass rusher and then corner. I mean, we've seen what the secondary looks like without Jair Alexander, and it's not nearly as good. So if I had to guess, if you told me they're going to make a move at the deadline, I'd say, okay, is it a corner or is it a pass rusher? And I don't think either of them will happen if I had to handicap it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Like I said, 25% was about where I put it at. And like you said, maybe that is even a little bit high. But those are the two positions that do by far and away make the most sense if Green Bay does try to get aggressive and make a move. It would just make sense that like every other year when you're like, this is it, Green Bay's got to make a deal at the deadline. They're all in. Like this makes all the sense in the world, and they don't. Now this is the one where you're like, all right, they could probably sit this one out. And of course, now this will be the time they go and make one just when we're not expecting it. If outside, you talked obviously about a corner and pass rush so far. for the Packers. Just thinking even outside of the trade deadline for a moment, what's been sort of the ingredient for you that has been missing for the Packers so far this year? We saw them go on such an incredible run at the end of last year, gave us all hope kind of going into this 2024 season. It's not like they've been bad. They're sitting at 6-3. They're still in the playoff picture as we speak right now. They're going into the bye week, but maybe what's an ingredient or two that's been missing for you that's maybe not allowed them to play at their up to their potential so far?
It's such an interesting question because if I want to be vague, I can answer it easily and just say something is missing. But like, something, it's kind of hard to put your finger on, isn't it? Because like, it definitely feels like something's a little off. I guess what it is just we have yet to see that complete game, and I feel like it's also a reminder of how quickly the football season goes by. Because for a while, you know, we preface every conversation about the Packers with, it's still early, but, and then whatever we're going to say. So, like, early in the season, for the first month of the season, they're hurting themselves with penalties, mental errors, whatever. And it's like, yeah, but it's still early. They're without Jordan Love, you know. But let's give them time to figure it out. Guess what? It's not early anymore. I mean, we're 2 months into the season, and it just feels like something's missing. It's not the end of the world. Like you said, they're 6-3. They're in a good spot. I firmly believe they're going to go to the playoffs, and they're going to be a dangerous team in the playoffs. But right now, the team that we've seen through 2 months in their toughest games against the best competition, whether it's at home or on the road or Brazil or whatever, they have made the same mental errors they've made almost every game this season. And as we've seen against those good teams, in their three toughest games, they've come back to bite them against the Eagles, the Vikings, and most recently the Lions on Sunday. So it does feel like they're close, but that's what's so hard to put your finger on is what is that tangible thing that's missing? Because I want to just say that it's their self-inflicted wounds. You know, they got to get out of their own way. That's what's missing.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
But how long can it feel like they're close before you're like, okay, well, now we're 2 months, we're 3 months into the season. Is it magically going to get better when the calendar turns to December or January, or will it be too late by then? I do think they're close, but they just... They have to get out of their own way. They haven't been able to do that.
Yeah, that's been the frustrating part. Again, we're joined by Marcus Eversole of the Fan 107.5 in Green Bay right now. If there's anything that's a positive right now, it's that they are going into their bye week and maybe do have an opportunity to fix some of these deficiencies that they've sort of had so far throughout the course of the season. You talked about it, the self-inflicted wounds, the penalties, things like that. Is there anything else that you're looking at from a bye week standpoint? We know they're going to do some sort of self-scout, although Matt LaFleur kind of downplayed that yesterday, of that they're always kind of doing that at any given week. And of course, they brought in Robert Salah to help with some of that as well. But what are you looking for on this bye week that they can maybe hope to improve as they do come out in the second half against Chicago in their first game back?
Well, I guess I'll go with the low-hanging fruit here, and I think we do have to talk about Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love's struggles this year have been maybe a little bit overblown because we all read into the box scores, and we could go through his 10 interceptions, and I know we've done this, Andy, just like how many of them are really bad decisions or bad throws, because he has caught some bad breaks also. He just hasn't been as efficient with the ball. I know Matt LaFleur has said that he's annoyed having to answer questions about those interceptions, but although the box score doesn't, or the stats don't tell the whole story, and that's absolutely true, but one interception over eight games to end last season, and already 10 interceptions through 6.5 games to start this season. I think you, to use a Matt LaFleurism, you got to go through every play with a fine-tooth comb and just determine what exactly is causing these. Some of them are decision-making. I'm sure the injuries, Poro, has something to do with it as well. But I also think it might be time to reevaluate the receiver room just a little bit, because it's a codependent position, obviously. And when you're struggling with turnovers, yeah, some of them fall on Jordan Love. Some of them fall on the protection. But some of them fall on the receivers, too, where you got drop passes here and there, or Luke Musgrave breaking up a pass intended for Romeo Doubs, things like that. Guys not being where they're supposed to be. And at the end of last season, it just felt like, obviously, Love was operating at another level. I mean, he was lights out. In large part, I think, because everything was running smoothly. The receivers were playing well. And I don't think they've been consistently as good this year. And you look at somebody like Dontavian Wicks, the guy is open all the time. So you're like, you know, you're going to target the guy. He's open all the time. But when he's dropping passes and he's wide open, what's the point of continuing to feature Dontavian Wicks? Do you maybe limit his reps a little bit? So I think with the passing game, that's where I feel like there's so many empty yards left out there. They're leaving so much on the field. And a lot of it is because of drop passes or guys just not – it doesn't feel like the same vibe in that receiver room that it was last year.
It really doesn't. I kind of wanted to ask you about Dontavian Wicks, because I think it's a really interesting case study of like, what do you do in this situation? Because to your point, he gets open more than almost like he's one of the top receivers in the NFL at getting open, especially against man coverage. His route running is fantastic. He knows how to find spaces even when you're in zone coverage and sit down in those. We see him consistently have opportunities to make plays. He just hasn't made them. It's like the Moneyball meme where it's like he's got everything that you want in a player, but he has this one fatal flaw. He can't catch the football. Is it time to, like, is it Bo Melton time? Do you have to go in a different direction, or do you, you know, continue to have confidence in him, hope he comes out of it and has that resurgence because you know what he's capable of because we saw it last year?
I think it's that. I really don't think you have much of a choice. Now, maybe you can scale back his snaps a little bit, but it's so interesting with how the Packers use their receivers. When you look at their snap counts after the game, I mean, some weeks it's like Jaden Reed doesn't come off the field, or it's a Watson week or it's a Doubs week. It just depends what they're trying to accomplish, because those top four guys all bring something a little different to the table. So I'm not clamoring for Bo Melton to take Dontavian Wicks snaps away and just bench Dontavian Wicks, because I don't think you can. The upside is too good. I can't help but think back to the example that everybody wants to use probably yep. too much, and that's Davante Adams' second season. But, I mean, I remember vividly people legitimately wanted Jared Aberderis and Jeff Janis to play over Davante Adams because he had a really bad second season. He kept dropping the ball. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I remember saying at the time, like, I have seen Davante Adams do things at practice that I have never seen anybody else do. So I think you just got to roll with it, you know, roll through the punches, the peaks and the valleys. You're not going to bench Davante Adams for a Janis or Aberderis. I feel similarly about Dontavian Wicks. I'm not saying he's going to become Davante Adams, although people have made that comparison. But for a guy that's open all the time like that, you know the skill. Like, put it this way, if the opposing defense is putting together their plan and they're highlighting the Packers' best offensive weapons, they still have to worry about 13. Like, if your fourth corner is covering Dontavian Wicks, now I'm doing it to myself, if your fourth corner has to cover Dontavian Wicks, that's a problem. You need to give him help. So, I don't know. We didn't see that. The drops were a bit of an issue coming out of college for Wicks. They were not last season. He was pretty lights out there. Drops have been way too big of a problem for Wicks this year. I don't know if it's a focus thing or what it is, but I also don't think you have many options. You kind of have to just roll with him, I think.
Yeah, he is definitely taking that Davante Adams comparison a bit too seriously and going all out and having the bad second season. But hey, if it ends up being that he becomes one of the Packers' greatest receivers of all time and maybe one of the best receivers in the league after, I guess we'll live through the year two downswing just so we can continue that trajectory moving forward. Again, we're joined by Marcus Eversole of WDUZ Radio in Green Bay, one of my favorite names for any radio show, Better Call Eversole. He's got the road dog Jesse James introing him, which is one of my favorite things as well. Whenever you're in Green Bay, make sure to check them out. All right, I got a fun one here for you, Marcus. I've got player A and player B. I'll go through these twice because there's definitely some numbers here. I promise there won't be math. So player A, 158 carries, 762 yards, a 4.8 yard average, 3 touchdowns, 19 receptions, 128 yards, a touchdown, 2 fumbles, and a PFF grade of 83.9. Player B has 125 carries for 565 yards, a 4.5 yard average, 2 touchdowns, 26 receptions, 245 yards, a touchdown, 1 fumble, and an 82.5 grade. So just to recap, player one, 762 rushing yards on 4.8 yard average, 4 total touchdowns. Player B, 565 rushing yards, 3 total touchdowns, and then he's got 245 yards receiving on 26 receptions. Are you taking player A or player B?
I'm taking Josh Jacobs over Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, player B. Isn't it kind of funny that when this move happened, it was controversial in large part because Aaron Jones is such a well-liked guy. He is. Nobody has a bad word to say about Aaron Jones. He's a phenomenal player. But like everything that we talked about at the time when they decided to move on from Aaron Jones and go to Josh Jacobs, it's all kind of come to fruition. Like, yeah, I'm torn because Jones is still a great player. You could still argue that Jones right now in 2024 is better than Jacobs. That's still a fair argument if you want to make it. But I felt like at the time, you're replacing a good running back, whatever you want to say, top 10, top 5, whatever. You're replacing a good running back with another really good running back. And yeah, he's younger, theoretically more durable. For the first, few weeks of the season, it looked like Jones is better than Jacobs right now. Like, I mean, Jones looked spry to start the year. He got hurt a little bit. He slowed down his production since then. But Aaron Jones is still a fine player. The Packers, though, have become a legitimate, if they want to just come out and run the ball down your throat, they were able to do it against the Lions, for crying out loud. If they didn't get down 24-3, Josh Jacobs probably finishes with a 150 on the ground. It's still a little weird for me. Like, his style, their styles are so drastically different, where Jacobs has the bruising style and he's a little more patient, but you can't argue with production. I don't know what he's currently on pace for, but I know going into the Lions game, he was on pace for more than 1,400 yards on the ground, which the Packers haven't had that since Amon Green, 20-some years ago. So the Josh Jacobs signing has been great so far.
Yeah, I think so too. Also, that just hurt my soul that the Amon Green was 20 years ago. That absolutely just stung in a way I was not expecting. All right, Marcus, it is election day, so I have to ask you, who are you voting for as your MVP of the first half of the season?
Ooh, MVP of the first half of the year. We'll see how long I have to stand in line coming up after this. But this one's easy. And by the way, that's something that literally everybody agrees on election day. The choice is obvious whether yes, they're making the right choice or not. Anyway, aside from that, Xavier McKinney has to be the MVP of the first half of the season. I mean, for him to get the money that he got, for the Packers to make the investment that they did, the kind of signing that the Packers never make, you knew that they pinpointed him as being the guy. And certainly coming in right away, just from a leadership perspective in the locker room, he made his presence felt. It's still mind-blowing to me that the New York Giants looked at the entire resume and said, yeah, we drafted this guy in the early part of the second round. He's been everything we hoped he'd be. He can play the run. He can play the pass. He didn't miss a snap last year. Let's just let him go somewhere else. And Packer fans owe Joe Shane a giant thank you for that because he's been phenomenal. Obviously got a pick in the first 5 games, 6 picks through 8 games. I can't even imagine this Jeff Hafley defense without Xavier McKinney. To me, he has been their best overall player so far through the first half of the season.
Yep. Like you said, it is unanimous. I could not agree more. He has absolutely been the MVP of the first half of the season, and hopefully that continues into, like, hopefully Jordan Love is the MVP of the second half, but hopefully he continues to play at that exact same level. Marcus, I say this sincerely. I would not be here doing this today if it were not for you giving me opportunity after opportunity to come on your show in the past. I am, in my consideration, a part of the Marcus Eversole coaching tree, so I appreciate you a ton. As you're on your way out, tell us all about Better Call Eversole and everything you're doing on WDUZ.
Well, appreciate the kind words, Andy, and always appreciate your time and insight. So very, very much appreciated. And yeah, Better Call Eversole every weekday afternoon from 2 to 4 on the Fan up here in Green Bay. Make sure you download the free Fan app. Just search the App Store for the Fan 107.5. And we're talking Packers every day, especially during football season, but even outside of football season, because as we know, it's always football season in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It very much is. Make sure also to follow him on Twitter at Marcus Eversole. Marcus, I appreciate you a ton. As you always say, you're the absolute best. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line 414-677-1250. It's the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.